A lot of you may have had students graduate from high school or college over the past few weeks, but have they learned how to innovate? Our next guest is Henry Doss. He's Chief Strategy Officer and Executive in Residence with T2VC, a Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm. And he believes that our universities are not teaching innovation very well. In fact, and I think I'm putting words in his mouth, but I think he'd agree with this, that students leave universities less able to innovate than when they arrived. Is that a fair characterization of how you think about the teaching of innovation?
You know, I had to go back this morning and read what I wrote, which to make sure that we don't get words put in my mouth. But, you know, and I appreciate the question. It's not the case that anyone would want to claim that we are not trying to teach innovation, that business schools and other places are not doing entrepreneurial studies and innovation classes and devoting enormous time and energy to sort of a tactical deployment of ways to do innovation in the world. But my point was, when I was writing, that the experiential piece of the educational process, the day-to-day grind of doing what you do to get an education, in a sense, is the exact opposite of being innovative and sort of ingrains habits of thinking and ways of being that are absolutely contrary to being an innovative person or leading an innovative life. So it was not so much the subject matter, the content of the pedagogy necessarily, that's at odds with innovation. It is the epistemology that occurs in those years when you're in a classroom.
Yeah, and I would go, actually, I agree with you, and would go a little farther and say the whole system in which it's embedded. But let's dive into this a bit. What is it that should be taught to teach people how to be more innovative? What kinds of things? What are the characteristics of a good innovation education?
Well, let's start with the easiest and most obvious. And I think, Dave, you went to school.
Here and there, yeah.
You would know what this is. There is an absolute, a highly absolute, non-negotiable commitment to not fail, particularly when you're in graduate school. And as an undergraduate, the notion of failing, the idea that you would do something that would fail or even have the potential for failing is anathema to students, teachers, the entire system. The notion that you are in school to be successful, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. We all want to be successful. But the notion that success doesn't come with a measure of failure is nonsense. And so when students, particularly students who are, you know, it sort of become overly successful over a long period of time, simply have no experience of failure. And you know this, and others will. If you're in the venture capital business, for example, 90% of your life is failure. If you're trying to do a startup, the vast majority of what you do is going to fail. If you take risks, you're going to fail. If you climb, if you're a serious climber, you're going to fail. So the thing that, it's like this drum that beats, both overtly and covertly, year after year, failure is bad. So how many students are going to go take a class that might have some interest for them that has the possibility of getting a C or an F or doing poorly? And if you went to do a graduate school application and said, yeah, I got an F in this class, but I did it for the right reasons, and here's what I learned from it, what's that going to do? So I'm sorry. The number one thing is not having a system that accounts for learning how the value of failure, how to deal with failure, how to learn from failure, and how to, most importantly, how you recover from failure, which brings up a corollary skill set that I think is maybe even in some ways more important than understanding how to operate inside of failure, and that's pivoting. When you go to school, the unspoken episteme is that you make up your mind, you get committed, you focus on a particular course of study. And the idea that you would, at any one point in time, junior year, first year graduate student, wake up one day and say, oops, based on what I know now, I've made a bad decision, I'm going to turn hard right. Well, the number of business failures that have occurred because people didn't have that ability to make a hard turn really fast, based on new information, you've got libraries full of them there at Wharton. We need to somehow introduce students to the notion that pivoting is both a strength and an art. It's not, you know, it's not whimsical. It's not something you do in a frivolous way, but the ability to make good, fast, quick pivoting decisions is so lacking.